Vayar Bolad Ben Tzipor is Kol Asher Rosi Yisrael Amoyri. Bolad Ben Tzipor saw everything that Yisrael did to the Amoyri. So the Mephoshim ask a question. It should have said Vayar Bolad Ben Tzipor Melech Moyav. I mean, that was his title. Later on it says Bolak Melech Lemoyav Be'esahi like Agav Urcha. But it should have said, look at the title, it should have said this title, Vayar Bolak Ben Tzipor Melech Moyav. It's called Asher Rossi Yisroel Lamayr. Why was this title not mentioned, look at the title? So Ravena Bechaya says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Megalotos over here, the great pachad that Bolak had for Klal Yisroel, that he didn't feel like a king Bechlal. He was so broken and so shattered from pachad for Klal Yisroel that the Indian of Malchus, it didn't play a role by him Bechlal. He felt he had no koyach l'avi klal Yisrael. Later on, the Torah speaks about that he was talking the king of Amitzan himself. He talks about when he himself saw by Arad Bolad Ben Tzipor, he felt so weak and so null and so void negative klal Yisrael. He wasn't machshir himself as a melech because of roi pachad. That's why the Torah does not mention his title as melech mayav. So brought down from the sefer Parparois La Torah as kol asher osi Yisrael lo emayri. And Moiri's Rosh Hashanah, Eile Moyov Yechazem Ro'ad. The same letter, a little bit out of order. But Eile Moyov Yechazem Ro'ad. The leaders of Moyov were held with trembling. So this is what Bolak felt at this time. He felt a tremendous trembling. And Ro'ad, which is the Gematria 274, is the same Gematria of Bolak and Bilam together. So there's a remez over here, the tremendous pachad, the tremendous trembling he felt. So Rabbi Ruchim Lubavitch brings down a Maimonides thing. He says, you find that throughout the generations, the Gaon had a tremendous pachad from Jews. Akidei kach, to the point of fiction and to the point of the worst kinds of bilbulim that they made up against us. The Indian of the blood libel. The Indian that Jews are taking over the world, you know, they run everything. You know, the Jews are involved in everything. They want to rule over the world. They want to kill out the world with Mulchamis and Zakim because they want to be the only ones left. And this is believed by Goyim today. You know, I mean, it sounds like such fiction. And it wasn't just the simple people, the peasants, that believed that. These tales were concocted by some of the elite amongst the Goyim. And you think about it, it's ridiculous. We're used to it already. Put Lamaise in the world. Every single generation has its libels against Jews. What's the pshat? So I'll give you Ruchim, that this is one of the sages of the Bria. And it goes much more beneath the surface of what we think it is. It's not anti-Semitism. In the Koiches of the Bria, Rabbi Ruchim says that the Koiches HaTumma have a tremendous pachad for the Koiches of Kiddush. Tremendous fear of it. And that manifests itself mibachutz amongst human beings as well. They might not realize that they're representing higher kaychas and deeper forces, but that's really what it's all about, that the kaychas atum are very much afraid of the kaychas hakidusha, and it manifests itself in a way that they make up stories that we rule over the world, we want to rule over the world, but Bolak had a tremendous pachad. He had very good reason. He had much better reason to have pachad of the Jews than going to today. He literally saw what happened between Klal Yisrael and the Mitzrayim and the Amori. So, Ad Kedei Kach Zok Rabbeinu Bechaya, that he was Mavakal his whole Malchus to them. Vayishlach Malachim al Bilam ben Ba'or. He sent messengers to Bilam ben Ba'or, to Rashi. V'im Taimar, b'nei Mah Hishra HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shkinosei al Goy Rasha. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu rest his Shkina on a Goy who was a Rasha? So that the Umas HaOilim, so that the nations of the world should not have a time. If we would have the Vim like Moshe, so we would have, he would have brought us to do tshuva, we would have been on a much higher Madrega. So he gave them a person like Bilam, and that way they can't have a time. The obvious question is, he gave them a person like Bilam, but Bilam was a mushkis, Bilam was a low life, Bilam was like the Aviyah Vaisatunah. So what kind of a pacification is that for the Goyim? I gave you so-and-so, what's the pshat? The Mepharshim say that Bilam was given tremendous kaychas. A gadol does not grow in a vacuum. A gadol is a product of his entire environment. Moshe Rabbeinu was a product of living amongst Yidden, the Yichus that he had, the Yidden that he lived with, and he was Yoinik. He was nurtured by the environment, by the surroundings. Even though he was not in base power, but we might see, he saw other Yidden. And he was brought up by his mother in a secretive way. Bilam was a product of his environment. He was given tremendous koyches. But because he stammed from the Arum and Arum, from the Sviva that he had, which is Moli Tuma, so he utilized his koyches for a bit. The Tanya on the Goyim is, I gave you tremendous koyches in the form of a Bilam. If your level would have been on a higher level, then you would have nurtured him to become a gadol. But because he grew up in an atmosphere of Avodah Zarah and Kishuv and Tumah, Memele, he used his koyches for that purpose. That was the Taina against the guy. Vayomer Elikim El Bilam. Elikim said to Bilam, Loiseilich Imoyim, do not go with them. Loiseoir Es Ha'om, do not curse the nation. Ki Baruchu, because he is blessed. So Rashi says, L'chatchila Bilam wanted to curse them. Hashem says, do not curse them. He says, Oy Mazoy, let me at least give them a bracha. Let me give them a bracha. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, they don't need your bracha. Ki Baruch Hu. And Rashi uses a lashon, Loy Mei Uktzeich, V'loy Mei Dushech. I don't want your honey, and I don't want your bite. Somebody once asked from Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld, why is that, that we don't want the honey or the bite? Everything in this world is a mixture of good and bad. A person goes out to work and he makes parnosa. So there's in the parnosa, there's the disappointments, there's the shvarakaitin. He's got to work hard. That was the call of Neitz Adas, that everything became mixed in this world, good and bad. You leave bread over, it'll be b'zeyes ha-pecha. You'll have growth, but there's going to be thistles and thorns in the middle. This is what the chait of Neitz Adas did. So what is this expression, I don't want your honey, I don't want your bite. Everything that's good in life has with it mixed something which is not good. What's the time? Dr. Yosef Chaim, he says that usually when you have something good and bad together, they both come from the same source. The growth, the bounty that a person has comes with thorns and thistles. The parnosa that a person has to put up with his boss. You know, sometimes it's not the most pleasant thing in the world, right? But the boss is the one that's giving him parnasa. So both the dvash and the ukitz is coming from the same source. A bee doesn't get its honey from itself. It gets it from other people's flowers. The bite is its own, it's its own bite. But the honey is taken from other places. If the honey is taken from one source and the ukitz is taken from another source, so then tightness, why not? Because if the person has honey and bitterness mixed in together, so then his ukitz is not so bad. But something which only has the bite and it gets its honey from other places, so then the ukitz is a much sharper ukitz. That's not good. That's why we say, Loi mei ukitzeh, loi mei dusheh. Because Baruch Hu told Bilam, he says, your stuff, if you got anything good, it was because I gave you special kaychas, and that's it. You didn't work on it on your own, right? Anything that you have good was given to you. And the ukitz is all from yourself. Klal Yisrael does not want that. Kalapi, what did Rav Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld say this? In the early 1900s, there were modern elements that invaded Klal Yisrael. And they promised support. They're going to support the old Yiddish community, the Kehila. They send their kids to the more modern schools. And all they ask is a little bit of secular studies. And so Rav Yosef Chaim, I think he told this to Dr. Chaim Weizmann, who was the first president of Israel. He says, and he told him what the pshat is. He says, if the money would have been your own, you know, and you're also asking for the ukitz, that's fine. But the money's not your own. You go around collecting it from all these, you know, sources. You're not the one that's providing it, right? But you are providing the ukitz, meaning the request that we learn other subjects. He says, this is what he answered in that. Why Taki did Bilam want to give a bracha? What do you want to give a bracha for? Leis atachas. So the Mepharshim speak out because he knew that if he gives a bracha, he'll give it with his own nusach, and he's going to have kavanas that are not going to be so. He'll do it. He wanted to give a klal l'chatchila, so at least let me give them a bracha and hidden. I'll have my egg in the kavanas. Chazal say that Bilam zeh lavan. Bilam is lavan. Either he's a gilgal of lavan, or either he's a son of lavan. It's a shaila what that means. You find by lavan when he sent off Rivka together with his family, they gave Rivka a bracha. Achisenu at hayi la'alfei rebava. You be for tens and tens of thousands, you should multiply. So the first to speak out, what's the at? At is a lotion. It should have said, Achisenu hayi la'alfei rebava. What is the at? So the first to speak out, that we know that the mother has the characteristics of her brother. She implants that into the children. So he was saying, Ah, it should come from you, not from Yitzchak. And you are my sister, and the male, you should introduce my midas into your children. And that, so he gave a bracha, it was a wonderful bracha, but stuck in there was the at. You know, you who have my characteristics, who, you know, give it over to the children. Because in that Chazal say, because of his bracha, for 20 years he didn't have children. So that there should be not, there shouldn't be any semblance of a remembrance of the bracha that he gave. And he knew that this was the kayach of a bracha. Bilam Zalava, either that's Mamish him, or he's an ancestor. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, they don't need your bracha. Ki Baruch Hu, they get benched without you. Vayokam Bilam Babayker, Bilam got up in the morning, Vayachav Eshes Chamoyri, he sampled his chamor, Vayelech him Sarim Moyim, and he went with the officers of Moyim. Rashi says, Vayachav Eshes Asayim, he got up early in the morning, he saddled his donkey. So Rashi, Mikan Shahasina Mikalkelas es Ashura. Hatred brings a lack of yashus, it brings impropriety. He has such hatred that he went early in the morning, he didn't ask anybody to saddle his chamor, he did it by his own. He had such a cheshik, he had such a rutz to go give a klola to Klal Yisrael that he went and he saddled his own chamor. He didn't ask anybody else to do it. Amar HaKadosh Baruch, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Rasha, Kfar Kidnucha Avram Aviyam. Avram, their father, he already came before you, as it says, Vayashkim Avram Baboyker, Vayachav Eshes Chamoyre. He already came way before you, and he did the same thing. So your, you know, saddling your donkey is not going to do you any good. So Chaim Shmulevitz, that sounds medayik. It's mashma from this, if not for the fact that Avram Avinu came first and did the same thing, Bilam would have been Matzliach over here. Sounds like he did something right. He would have been Matzliach, except Avraham Avinu did the same thing earlier, and that offsets what you were doing. What exactly did Bilam do right over here that he would have been Matzliach if not for Avraham Avinu doing the same thing? So Chaim Shmulevitz says, a Moedik and Moedik Yisoy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu established the Bria that B'derach Shalom Reitzel Leilich Moedik Yisoy. The way a person wants to go, that is the way they let him, they lead him min hashamayim. And ain kol dover haimid b'fnei ha-ratzim. Ratzim, a person's will is a tremendous power, far and beyond what we could imagine. So if Bilam went with such a ratzim and with such a koyach to go against Klal Yisrael, ad kidei kach, that he woke up early in the morning and he saddled his own chamar, that gives off a tremendous koyach, and that koyach has to go somewhere. And he would have been Matzliach, even though it was for a bad thing. The Metzius is that if a person puts his ruts and full blast into it, it has to go somewhere. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, it would have gone somewhere, except that their ancestor had the same ruts in the opposite direction, that they should be Kedusha, and that his children should be Matzliach, and they should be a nation of Nitzchias, Kfar Kedmucha Oysa HaRasha. But if not for that, ain't called over b'fnei oimid b'fnei orosayim. That even for bad things, if a guy mamish, that koyach has to go somewhere. Has to go somewhere. You find the marshal, the morale explains an interesting thing. The parish of Edom Zaynimim. Basisim loikash hazonim lasis la'achim. Zot the morale. That their rotzen to carry out this crime, it has to come to actuality somehow. So it comes to actuality on they themselves. Same thing with Haman. Everything that Haman tried doing to Mordechai, it was with a tremendous rots, with a tremendous, he put a lot of power into it. That has to bear fruit somehow. HaKadosh Baruch Hu transferred it, it bore fruit against himself. So over here, this rots in the Bilam would have borne fruit if not for the fact that Avraham Avinu with his kayak and his rots, it went in the opposite direction. If this is the kayak of Rotsayim, even for bad things, so Kal v'Chaim, remember, the power of a person's ratzon, if it's done, if it's used for good things, how does siyata d'shmaya, Adrabba, that goes with the will of an Avraham Avinu. The biyachmesh as chamayr of Avraham Avinu helps out our ratzon. How much siyata d'shmaya we have. And just a small example, I saw a ma'aseh wrote down, Roshon Shadron Zatzal said over a ma'aseh that was told to him by the person himself. Between World War I and World War II, Klal Yisrael found itself in terrible, desperate straits with poverty and starvation. There's a lot of anti-Semitism. So there was once a little yeshiva, and right near the yeshiva, there was a Geisha army base. And the Bnei HaYeshiva, the Bachar of the yeshiva, was starving. Mamash had nothing to eat. And this army base had loads of food that they gave out to the entire country. They gave it to the soldiers, they gave it to other people. So one of the yeshiva bachur was telling his friends, if only I could enlist as a soldier in this camp, and then I would work my way somehow or other to deal with the food, and then somehow or other I can get a high position, and then somehow or other I could transfer it over to the yidden and share it with them, if only. They laughed at him, sure, you understand, they're going to accept you as a soldier. And if you get it, who's going to elevate you over there? And who says you're going to end up in the kitchen? Who says you're going to end up with the food? And who says they're going to give you a reshusa? But he had this dream. And he went to the Chofetz Chaim and he told him, I have this thing. We're right near an army base. Is it the right thing? Chofetz Chaim gave him a brach. He should be my shliach. Sure enough, he went, he enlisted in the camp, and mamish shaloiki derech hateva. He rose through the ranks where he was mamish in charge of dispensing the food, and he was able to share it with Frumi Yidin, with the yeshivas around it. Because I'll say, Altei Mafli L'chol Dover. Do not say anything is beyond me, anything is impossible. Ain Kol Dover Oimid B'fnei HaRotzen. But the Chofetz Chaim also said another thing. If Ain Kol Dover Oimid B'fnei HaRotzen, so why is it Taka that we don't see? We all want to be good Jews, we all want to be Erlich Yidin, we all want to do the right thing. We want to be Tamidei Chacham, and we want to be Yirei Shamayim. So why is it? What happens to our Ratzon? So Chofetz Chaim says, yeah, we have the Ratzon for it, but there's so many other Ratzonis that are tugging us in different directions that we're not focusing all of our Ratzon to put it, mamash full blast into this. When Bilam did this, he put all of his kaychas into it. When Haman did it, he put all of his kaychas into it. And we'll have the Elif Havdolos Avraham Avinu, when it was Vayachavosh Eschamayrei, to be Mekayim, Akedas Yitzchok, he did it with all of his focus. Were we to focus all of our efforts into those Ritzayinahs, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu would give that Siyata D'Shmaya. Now here's a Mori D'Kavarit from the Dunga Goyen. I've said it in the past, but it's already a few years since I've said it. This pshat could only have been said with Ruach HaKadosh. It says, Vayam Bilam Vayomer Alavdei Balak. Bilam said to the Avodim of Balak, Im yiten li Balak malay beisi kesef izav. If Balak were to give me a full house of silver and gold, lo yuchal laver es pi Hashem laseis ktana igdayl. I cannot be over the word of Hashem. I cannot desecrate the word of Hashem to do something small or big. So the Vilna Gaon asks, if you can't do something small, then Kal V'chomer, you can't do something big. What it should have said was, I can't even do a ketana. But why did it have to say, ketana oy g'dayla? V'chomer, that's a little bit extra. Question number two. It says in the Pasuk, V'yosem Hashem dover b'fi Bilam. Hashem put something in Bilam's mouth. What was it that he put in his mouth? This is a big shail amongst the Mepharshim. So in the Medrash, there's a machlokes. There's one mandama that says he put a hook into his mouth. And there's another mandama that says he put a peg through his lips. What's the machlokes over here? Why does one mandama say he put a hook and the other mandama says he put a peg? What's the machlokes? Is there something hidden over here? And what difference does it make? Question number three. It says in the Pasuk, a double wash. Mo ekoy. How can I give a klola? Loi kaboy keil. If Hashem doesn't want me to give the klola. Umo ezrin, how can I bring out the anger against him? If Hashem doesn't want to get angry, what is this double lashon? Mo ekrev lekavei keil, umo ezrin loizoam Hashem. What is the double lashon? So the Vilna Gaon says a haflu de kipshat. We know that there's two major shemis of Hashem. the Midas Harachanim is Yud Kei Vav Kei, and there's the Midas Adin, that's the Shem Aleichim. What we don't know so much, but this is true, that the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei, if you cut it to Yud Kei, that's Midas Adin. And the name Elohim, which is Midas Adin, if you cut it in half, Aleph Lamed, that's Midas Arachim. Bilam wanted to use both names of the Midas Adin. He wanted to use the Shem Elohim, and he also wanted to use the Shem Yud Kei. So what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? When he wanted to use the Shem Yud Kei, Hashem stopped the Dibur, so it ended up Yud Kei Vav Kei, and it was Midas Arachim. And when he wanted to use the Shem Elohim, Hashem stopped him in the middle, it stopped at Kael. And then again it was the Midas Arachnim. He says, that's shot in the Medrash. Was it a hook or was it a peg? A hook is stuck in the tongue to stretch out the tongue. When he wanted to use the shame of Yud Kei Vav Kei, when he wanted to use the shame Kar, Hashem stretched out the tongue of Bilam, it became Yud Kei Vav Kei. When he wanted to use the shame Elohim, the long one, he put a peg in his lips, he stopped him right there, and all he did was he said the Shem Ka, that was Midas Arachnim. Meila, that's Pshat in the Pasuk, Lo Yuchel Avers Pi Hashem, Lasis Tana or Yigdoila. When I want to use the small name of Midas Adin, I can't do it. He stretches out my tongue. And if I want to use the big name Elohim, he puts a peg in my mouth. That's also Pshat in the Pasuk, Mo Ekoiv. How can I give a call? Lo Kabo Ikeo, the name Aleph Lamed. Where Hashem stops me at the Aleph Lamed, that's not a klala. I can't do anything. Hashem That's also not a shame of klala. That's a midas harachmin. Hashem, if he's there, whatever I try to do, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he stops me in my tracks. This is the pshat that answers up all three kashas over here. Bilam, amongst his things that he said about Chal Yisrael, he said, Erenu, I will see him. I see his praise and I see his goodness of the future. He's speaking about Klal Yisrael, Veloyata, but it's not yet ready. They're not yet ready for it. Ashurenu, I'm able to peer and see it. Over Veloy Karev, it's not yet close. So the Chofetz Chaim asked the question, why Taka? Why Taka do we have to wait so long for the Geula? We wait and we wait and we want it to come. What? Why do we have to wait so long? And furthermore, the Geula is going to be L'shem Kavod Shamayim. We say it every day. In Shemoneh Esrei we say, Umevi Goyel of Nei V'Neim L'man Shemoy B'Yahava. The purpose of the Geula is for the Kiddush Shem Shamayim. So what's taking so long? Why does it take so long? Chofetz Chaim says, about the Gemash, it's up to Chofetz Chaim. There was once a tremendous gvir, very, very wealthy man, had vast holdings in real estate and businesses, imamish, he had a tremendous amount of money. He had a son that came of age for a shidduch. He was looking for a shidduch for his son. But it wasn't so posh. His son was mamish. Number one, he was a brilliant boy. And posh, he was a balmidas. He was like every mile you can imagine. It wasn't easy to find someone. So Shadchan told him, I have just the girl for you, but she has one problem. So tell me about the girl. The girl's mamish and mitziyanas, and she's bright, and she's mamish, shibri, and she's everything. The child. She has one chasar. She's dirt poor. She comes from a family that's dirt poor. So the girl starts laughing. Poor, that's a concern for me. I have all the money in the world. You know, Adarab, if anything, if she doesn't have high expectations, she'll appreciate more the family she's marrying into. Adarab, we want to meet her. So they traveled to the city where this girl lived with her family. They walk into the house. Itaka saw that they were well described. They were mamish living in dire poverty. And father speaks to the, potential chutan. I meet the girl, he speaks to the girl. He was super impressed. Super impressed. Everything. The way she looked, the way she talked, the way she conducted herself. And the boy met her. He made up, shidduch, gevaldik. And he made up that the chasna should be in about a year. And the father of the chosin leaves this big box of kesh on the table. She says, here, this is for you, for the preparations for the chasana. The father of the kala, his eyes pop out, He says, what do we have to wait for? There's a chasana right here in town. Let's make the chasana tonight. Why are you tarrying? And he promised him, he said, after they get married, I'll make all of you rich. Sister said, why wait? Let's do it now. She said, why do you think I left you the money? Why did I leave you the money? I left you the money. You can't come to the chasma the way you are right now. I'm going to be embarrassed. You have to get the collar. You have to get her dressed up. You have to get yourselves nice clothing or whatever. That's going to take a while, you know. And after we're able to make the chasana, so then, and yes, Hashem, then I'll be able to make you rich with those things. But to come as I to the chasana is not shaykh. So the Chofetz Chaim, it's your dua. Klal Yisrael, that Kodesh Baruch, but compared to the chasana and the kala. Yos is a liar, Heloi Koyich, Kim Soiz Chosan al kala, HaKodesh Baruch will celebrate with us like the chasana celebrates with the kala. It's new. But when that day comes, when the big chasana comes, HaKodesh Baruch doesn't want to be embarrassed with his kala. So the time of Golus is meant that we should prepare ourselves. We should beautify ourselves with Torah, with mitzvahs, with nice and tovim. We should live shi big day sefarte chami. Put on your glorious clothing, and then you'll be able to come to the chasana, and then it'll be a covered for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then you'll taka b'zoicha to all of those riches. That's the pshat HaRenu v'loyat. I see his future. I see it's going to be great. It's going to be wonderful. We're not yet ready. The Golus is meant that we should build ourselves up. Yerushim Yishtaka Bizoicha, that that chasna should come to Korib, the Vias Gael Tzedek, Mary, the Amenu, Amen. Everybody have a good Shabbos and have a good summer.